An Alliance man has been sentenced to 9 to 13.5 years in prison for starting a fire in his apartment December 9th. 50-year-old James Burns was handed the sentence today by Stark County Common Pleas Judge Natalie Haupt. He pleaded guilty to 19 counts of aggravated arson. Burns set fire to his mattress, exited his apartment, locked the door, and left the building. The other 18 residents of the multifamily dwelling on North Mechanic Avenue had to evacuate. The building sustained heavy damage. Two residents suffered minor injuries. Burns must register as an arsonist. Canton police are investigating the death of a pedestrian on Route 62 Tuesday night. 36-year-old Terry Barker of Alliance was reportedly crossing the highway at Kirby Avenue Northeast when he was hit by a westbound car. Barker was pronounced dead at the scene. The accident took place around 9:20. Barker had been released from the Stark County Jail earlier in the evening. He was arrested Wednesday on an obstructing justice charge in Alliance. The driver of the car, who called 911, was not hurt. Police say he is not suspected of being impaired. Anyone with information is asked to contact Canton police. An attorney for a woman sued by neighbors after her Alliance home fell into disrepair says he's trying to resolve their concerns. Scott Gwynn tells the repository plans are to put the Overlook Drive residence on the market and address the legal action. 13 neighbors filed a nuisance lawsuit against Susan Van Cabbage last month in Stark County Common Pleas Court. She bought the house in October 2015 but has never lived there full time. Van Cabbage suffered a medical issue after the purchase and moved into a nursing home in Lyndhurst. The suit cited issues including a large dead tree that had fallen onto a portion of the house. The tree has been removed and repairs are underway. The neighbor's attorney, Julie Jackmedes, tells the newspaper they won't drop the suit until the problem has been resolved. The truck driver who triggered a fatal crash with a charter bus carrying band students from the Tuskegee Valley School District will be sentenced June 30th. 61-year-old Jacob McDonald was convicted of 6 misdemeanor counts of vehicular homicide. He was cleared of 6 felony counts of aggravated vehicular homicide and 9 counts of vehicular assault. He faces a maximum sentence of 18 months in prison. The verdicts were delivered Friday at the bench trial overseen by Licking County Common Pleas Judge David Branstool. Branstool determined McDonald's actions were negligent but not reckless. A not guilty plea has been entered by an East Palestine man charged with allowing his 2 young sons to wander onto a street alone. The plea was entered Tuesday in Columbiana County Municipal Court during the arraignment of 30-year-old Paul Mason. His pretrial hearing is scheduled May 29th. Police arrested Mason after he failed to show up at the department for questioning about the Monday incident and was found hiding in a closet at his East North Avenue home. He was earlier discovered hiding in the attic and told officers he didn't know the boys, ages 2 and 4, were in the roadway. The children were naked and nearly hit by a vehicle before a passerby moved to them to a front porch. The Columbiana County Sheriff's Office is investigating an armed robbery that sent a FedEx driver to the hospital Tuesday. Deputies were called shortly after noon about a holdup near Township Line Road and State Route 45 in Madison Township. The driver suffered a head injury and was treated at a local hospital. Anyone with information about the robbery is asked to call the Sheriff's Office or leave an anonymous tip through the Sheriff's mobile app. A Sebring man has been sentenced on charges resulting from a child sex abuse material investigation. 63-year-old Douglas Brock was given a 4-year prison sentence in Mahoning County Common Pleas Court on charges of pandering obscenity involving a minor and being a felon in possession of a firearm. Brock pleaded guilty in March. Police, acting on a tip in May 2023, seized a computer from his West Texas Avenue home. Investigators found evidence Brock had downloaded images of child pornography. He was given the weapons charge due to having a firearm in May 2023 while living in Canton. Brock was unable to possess a weapon due to a 1997 felony conviction. 3 to 4 years in prison is the sentence handed down to a Georgia man who fired shots at another truck on the Ohio Turnpike in Austintown. 28-year-old Curtis Brooks was sentenced today by Mahoning County Common Pleas Judge Anthony Dappolito. He pleaded guilty in March to felonious assault and tampering with evidence. Brooks was arrested in June 2024 after the other driver said he fired shots in a case of road rage. The incident took place when the other driver flashed his lights at Brooks, who was drifting into his lane. The shots struck the trailer of the second truck. Brooks had children and his girlfriend with him at the time. Canfield police continue to search for a second suspect in a stolen car investigation. Officers were alerted to the vehicle by a Flock camera Wednesday night. The stolen car was chased until it crashed at South Turner and Herbert Roads. 2 suspects fled on foot. One of them, a juvenile, was arrested. Police say the other suspect is an adult. The Mahoning County Sheriff's Office and other local law enforcement assisted in a search before it was called off around 9 p.m. Police don't believe there is a threat to the public. Someone vandalized a Warren cemetery and police want to know who's responsible. WFMJ-TV reports a person visiting a loved one's grave at Oakwood Cemetery notified Cemetery Superintendent Beverly Brown. She says 13 gravestones were overturned and about 3 dozen veteran flags and plastic cases were broken. It's not clear when the vandalism occurred. Police have not identified any suspects. An investigation is underway. This is the local edition of WDPN News. I'm Jeff Mears.